Don't touch that dial. Listen to... Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood, with Arthur Lake as Dagwood, and Rutherford as Blondie, and Hanley Stafford as Mr. Dithers. And now for our weekly visit with your neighbors, the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Well, Dagwood has just come dragging downstairs this morning. His eyes are still closed, and there's a very sleepy look on his face. By force of habit, he walks right over to the breakfast table, and he's just sitting down when Blondie puts his eggs in front of him and says,
"Good morning, Dagwood.
Good night, dear. Pleasant dreams.
Wake up, Dag.
No, let me sleep a little longer, Blondie, then I'll get right up and dress him.
Oh, my goodness. He still thinks he's in bed.
Oh, please, honey. Whoa.
What's the matter, Dag?
What a shock. I thought I was patting you on the cheek, and it turned out to be my fried eggs.
Oh, you certainly are a sleepyhead this morning.
Yeah, well, I didn't sleep very well last night. I don't think I got more than 9 or 10 hours.
That's too bad, darling. What was the trouble?
Well, I'm worried about something.
What is it?
Well, that's what I'm worrying about. I don't know, but it sure worries me.
Well, how can it if you don't know what it is?
Well, the same thing happened to me one day last week when I left for the office. I was worried about something, but I didn't remember what I was worried about until I got on the bus.
Oh, was that the morning you forgot to take your wallet?
No, that was the morning I forgot to put on my pants.
Holy smoke, Blondie, look at the time. I'm going to be late for the office, and I wanted to get there a little early this morning.
What for, Dagwood?
Well, the sooner I get to the office, the sooner I can get back to sleep. But hold the door for me. I come.
Goodbye.
I want you to... Hey, what do you know? Sound asleep. What a sound. Like a giraffe swallowing a roll of sandpaper. I wonder what I should do. Pour ink in his mouth? No, I'll talk too much. Maybe I ought to set fire to it. No. Shame on me for thinking such a horrible thought. I know. I'll make him a fashion plate. I'll paint a handlebar mustache on him with my Esquire shoe polish. Oh, isn't he cute? Just couldn't do anything to hurt him today. I'll wake him gently, like Blondie does. Wake up, darling. You've got to get to the office and wait for Mr. Dibby.
Doggone that old Billy Goat, yeah.
Mr. Dibby. Oh, my, but where did you come from?
Where'd I come from?
Yeah.
The store brought me, of course. What's the idea of sleeping in the office?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Dibby. I'm just terribly tired because I didn't sleep last night. I've been worried about something.
Well, what is it?
Well, I can't remember now, but when I do, a bell rings in my mind.
Must be an awful little bell.
Yeah. Well,
you're available for consultation now?
Yes, I am, Mr. Dibbitt. Yeah. But what can I do for you?
Well, since you asked me, would you mind dropping your head in the waste paper basket?
Yeah, oh, not at all.
Bumstead! Get your silly dome out of that basket. There's enough trash in there already.
Yes. Well, I'm just kidding around, Mr. Dibbitt.
Well, stop it. I just wanted to remind you that Potter W. Potter is coming here tomorrow. And I want those plans all finished. How are you coming with the rough drawings?
Oh, well, the roughs are all finished, but the finished drawings are still rough.
If those finished drawings aren't finished, I'll be rough and you'll be finished.
Yeah, well, if I'm finished, I'll be rough.
Yes, because I'll rough it up, you're finished.
Yeah, well.
Now, look. Potter's been over at the Goliath Company for 2 days. And they're trying their best to snaffle his business away from him.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Dibbitt. The Goliath Company can't beat us out.
They're pretty smart.
You're smarter.
They're pretty tough.
You're tougher.
And they're pretty crooked.
You've really got them over a barrel there.
Bumstead, now get after those plans, finish them, and report to me before you leave the office today.
Okay. I wonder if Mr. Gibbons is in his office. Well, maybe I'd better sneak out without knocking on the door. But now, shall I or shalln't I knock on the door? Will I or willn't I? Oh, I can't decide.
Knock, 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 knock.
Yes, sir. You told me to report when I left, so I am reporting. And now, goodbye.
Mom says come back.
It was...
Are we all ready for Potter when we meet with him tomorrow?
Oh, sure. The plans are all finished.
Good. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that valuable package I gave you to take care of.
That's what it was.
That's what was?
That's what was worrying me. Taking care of that valuable package that you did it.
Valuable is right. $5,000 in cash in that.
Oh, if I'd known that, I never would have taken it.
Well, I was afraid to leave it here, and if I took it home and Cora found it, goodbye, $5,000. You haven't lost it or anything, have you?
Lost it? Oh, certainly. Not.
You seem awfully nervous about something.
No, I'm just knocking my knees together for fun. I kind of like it. I'm not nervous at all. Not at all. At all.
That's all, then.
Well, I think I'll just sort of kind of saunter casually home now.
Goodbye, Bumstead.
Goodbye. Thank you, dear. But listen, Blondie.
Let me give you a nice big fat kiss.
Now, there's no time for a woman. Now, cut it out, Blondie.
How was that?
What do I care if I lost $5,000?
$5,000?
Oh, yes, that's what was worrying me, Blondie. Mr. Gibbons gave me a package and told me to put it someplace where it would be safe, and I don't know where I put it.
How bad is it? Haven't you any idea at all?
All I know is that I put it someplace where I wouldn't forget it.
Well, now that you don't worry, dear. You'll remember it in a little while.
What's
all that money for?
Well, I got the idea that Mr. Gibbons is going to use it to close a deal with a big industrialist named Potter W. Potter.
Oh,
the client company is trying to get his business, too.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Cookie, dear. Cookie, you didn't happen to find $5,000 lying around here anyplace, did you?
Huh? Heavens, no. I haven't even seen $1,000. Where did you leave it?
Oh, I don't know.
Daddy, aren't you kind of careless with money?
I didn't know what it was when I hid it away.
Let's see. What would I do if I were $5,000 and somebody left me somewhere? I think I'd blow out the window.
Now, don't say those things.
Yes, I'd blow out the window. And I'd be found by a nice old man with a pretty daughter. He'd use the money to keep his rats from being sold to the banker who's trying to get it away from him because he knows there's gold on it. Because the cowboy who's in love with the daughter has found rat lost mine. Or the banker pulled the gun on him and tied him up.
She's been watching too much television,
and don't I know it. She called Alexander an ornery old varmint today. I said I was sorry. Anyway, that's what I think would happen to the $5,000.
Yeah, well, it's just as well it didn't happen that way. If all those old men with ranches and pretty daughters found $5,000, there wouldn't be any need for Hopalong Cassidy.
That would be just
Now, let me try and think what I did with that money.
I was only trying to help.
Yeah, well, thank you too much, Cookie.
Look, dear, the reason you can't remember where you put that money is because you've got a mental block.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, but what's a mental block?
Well, it's something that keeps you from remembering.
Oh.
Now, look, you lie down on the couch and take a little nap before dinner. And when you wake up, maybe you'll remember.
Okay, I'll go in and lie down on the couch, but I won't sleep. I'm just too nervous to nap. Did someone call me?
Yeah, this is your subconscious mind speaking.
Oh, really? I didn't know I had one.
Oh, yes, but I'm very small, of course.
Yes. Oh, was there something you wanted? If there isn't, I'm going back to sleep and try to dream where I put that money.
Ah, Mr. Buxton! We are a character, aren't we? You're asleep now. But I, your subconscious mind, I never sleep. I'm much too busy making recordings of everything you see, hear, smell, touch, say, do, think, or experience in any way. Then I file it for future reference.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Oh, Mr. Pump said we got more junk stashed away in your brain. Remember, do you remember when you were going to invent some bouncing soap?
That was the soap. When the soap slipped out of your hand, it would bounce right back in the bathtub, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Oh, I got a lot more interesting stuff filed away in your subconscious, too. Remember when you were in the eighth grade, there was a girl called Yum Yum Williams?
Oh, boy, do I ever remember.
There was that time you said you'd never love another girl as long as you live.
Well, I had my fingers crossed a little bit at that time.
And here's a poem you wrote to her. Yum, yum, thy beauty is to me like those Nicene parts of yours. The gently oil of perfume.
That's enough of... Of course, it's not bad. I wrote pretty good poetry.
This was written by Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I rewrote it a little.
You rewrote the name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, subconscious. If you have all this stuff filed away in my subconscious mind, do you happen to know where I put the money of Mr. Diddy?
Mr. Bumstead, your subconscious knows everything.
Oh, good.
That information is filed under M-6345-8NR.
And what's the H-N-R stand for?
He'll never remember. Oh, I know you pretty well, Bagwood Bumstead.
Yeah, but look, old pal.
Yeah?
Just for old time's sake, where did I put that money?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, that's no hint. Worrying about it has been keeping me awake.
Oh, you're awake now. I'll prove it to you. Wake up, Bagwood. Wake up, Bagwood. Wake up, Bagwood. Wake up, Bagwood.
Wake up, Dagwood.
Yeah, wake up, Dagwood. Blondie, it's you.
I should say it is me.
Yeah, well, I was having a little conversation with my subconscious mind, but it just wouldn't tell me where the money is.
Dagwood Bumstead.
Yeah.
Who is Yum Yum Williams?
Yeah, oh. I never heard of her before in my life.
Dagwood, you were talking about her in your sleep.
Yeah, well, she must have got mixed up into my dreams by mistake.
Well... A beautiful memory of mine has been ruined forever.
How, dear?
You told me you wrote that poem to me. Oh, Blondie, thy beauty is to me like those Nicene barks of yours.
Oh, I'll never sleep again. Well, let's start hunting for that dough, Blondie.
No, I'm not even sure you wrote that other poem for me.
Now, which one is that?
The one that went, she walks in beauty like the night.
Yeah, well, no. Look, dear, I'd rather not say who it was written for, dear. So it'll just have to be a secret between me and Lord Byron.
Well, Dagwood, we've looked all over the house and it simply can't be found.
Yeah.
I've looked everywhere, but I can't find the money. You don't suppose Alexander saw it and ran off and got married, do you?
What?
Oh, gee, stop thinking of things like that.
Well, he's got him a girl that he's just crazy about.
And how do you know?
While I was hunting for the money, look what I found in his handwriting. Dorothy May, thy beauty is to me like those some kind of barks of yours.
Yeah, never mind. We know the rest of it.
Like father, like son. How about looking in the icebox?
Nothing doing. By the time your father got everything out and put back half of it, would be gone. It's bedtime now, and the money will probably turn up in the morning, I'm sure. Now, come on, let's all get some sleep.
Sleep, oh, yeah. All I know is that I haven't had any sleep since Mr. Dithers gave me that little box with the money. Oh, I probably won't sleep tonight either.
Oh, I suppose not. I just hope your snoring doesn't keep me awake. Dagwood,
106,574, 106,574, 106,575.
What are you doing?
Counting
sheep? No,
I've already counted them, dear. Sheared them and sold the wool, and now I'm counting my profit. $2.63 and another nickel makes $2.86, Jim.
$2.86? What happened to those 100,000?
I just paid my taxes, Jim. Oh, now I gotta start all over again.
Cookies.
Oh, what a night.
How do you feel, dear?
Terrible. I spent all last night in the sheep business. Sometime around 4 o'clock, I went bankrupt.
Oh, that's too bad.
And an old man who just found $5,000 with a pretty daughter bought the ranch and discovered gold on it. Oh, everything happened to me.
Sounds to me like you were dreaming.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, did you remember where you hid that box with the money in it?
No, but I know it's in some real simple, easy place. Yeah, I'll see who it is.
Oh, if it's the mailman, invite him in for a cup of coffee.
Hello, Walter.
Mr. Dibbers. Well, hello, Mr. Dibbers. Goodbye, Mr. Dibbers. I'll see you at the office a little later, Mr. Dibbers.
Don't show me out of the door.
Well, hello, Mr. Dibbers.
Hi, Blondie.
Hello, Uncle Dizzy.
Every time I see Cookie, I'm amazed at the size of the little brat, the darling.
Isn't the office? I'll have to ask you not to talk business before I have my breakfast.
All right. Just hand over that $5,000 and I'll run off.
Hey, what's that $5,000?
In that little box I gave you the other day.
You know, Daddy, the $5,000 is your loss.
It is your loss. Buster, come here.
Now, Mr. Dennis, put down that umbrella.
I'm going to shove this down your throat. An opening.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Dibby. The $5,000 isn't lost at all.
It isn't?
No. Dagwood hid it someplace. He just can't remember where at the moment.
Oh.
He couldn't remember where yesterday either.
Look, run along to school, Cookie. Yeah, and I'll go with you.
Buster, you stay where you are.
No, hurry up, Cookie. We'll be late, won't we? Now, come on.
Buster, this time you'd never get out of kindergarten. Stay where you are. Goodbye, Cookie. And here's a quarter for the information. You can use it to buy your father a bunch of lilies.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I've got to have that dough to close the deal with Potter's father.
Mr. Dibbies, if this deal is on the level, why do you have to have $5,000 in cash?
Because it isn't exactly on the level. But if Potter gives us this contract, it'll mean a really juicy profit. Buster, please find that money by the time I get back here. Or something unfortunate will happen to you.
Yes, Brian.
In cold blood. That's all.
Yes.
I'm leaving now. Quietly and calmly.
Yes.
No harsh words. Goodbye, Boston.
Yeah, and goodbye, Mr. Diddy.
Just find that money or
I'll murder you!
Oh, dear. Dagwood, there's only one thing for you to do. Keep out of Mr. Diddy's way until he simmers down.
Mm-hmm.
Look, why don't you go to Sheridan City for the day? If you're out of my way, too, why, that'll give me a chance to try and find the money.
Comfortable, Mr. Bumster?
Oh, thank you. Everything's all right. I'm not nervous. I'm really not, you know.
Well, don't you think you ought to stop pulling the buttons off your shirt and eating them?
You know, just getting my calcium, you know.
Where do I sit?
Right here.
Thank you. When do we take off?
In just a moment, I'll check with the pilot.
Well, hurry, please, hurry. I'm in a hurry.
You seem to be a little nervous, too.
Just a bit.
Oh, have some of my buttons?
No.
Do you know that you say everything twice?
Well, it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, maybe you just gotta rather sit here in my seat next to the window. Yeah, you can see the view better, and you'll be the first one to know if one of their motors catches on fire or something. Now, come on. Don't be nervous. Now, I'll get out and you fly over. Here we go. Come on.
No, I'm very comfortable. Very comfortable. Oh, you're on my foot. You're on my foot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we are.
Now, slide over.
All right.
Yeah, now, are you comfy there?
Steward, when do we start?
Right away, sir. Passenger Bumstead?
Here I am, and I'm a passenger Bumstead.
I've just got a message for you. Everything is okay. I've got the $5,000, and there'll be no murder tonight.
Yes, well, if that's you.
Well, excuse me, I've got to go now.
Yes. What's the matter with her? excuse me, I'll get my briefcase from under your seat.
Yes.
Well, goodbye now, and have a nice trip.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, where are you from?
Echo, California.
Yeah, I thought so.
Dagwood, is that you?
Yeah.
Poor Mr. Diddy. He's in the other room. He's crying.
No, what's the matter? Did someone die or something?
Oh, no. Much worse than that. He lost the money.
Oh. But I thought that you had found the money, Blondie.
This is some other money.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at it.
Oh, I should have known better. $2,000 right down the drain. And I loved every dollar of it.
Oh, Mr. Diddy. I hear that you lost a little money, huh?
Yes, that potter turned out to be a crook.
What? A bigger crook than you, Mr. Diddy?
That's right. Hit me when I'm down. I deserve it. I gave him $2,000 in cash. The only bright spot is the Goliath Company gave him $5,000.
And another bright spot is that Dagwood didn't give you the $5,000 that he hid for you.
Yeah, that's right, Blondie.
Where was that money, Blondie? Now, will you please tell me, where did I hide it? You see, Mr. Gillis, I just couldn't sleep from worrying about it.
That isn't why you couldn't sleep, Dagwood.
Huh?
You couldn't sleep because you had hidden the box with the money under the mattress. And it made a little lump in the bed.
Hey,
that's right. Now I remember.
Well, I'm glad you didn't remember sooner. Or Potter would have had that money. He skipped out of town on the plane, and the police missed him in Sheridan.
Oh, I'll bet he was on the same plane that I was.
You couldn't mistake him. He says everything twice.
Oh, that's him. That's him. That's the fella.
The Dagwood.
Yeah.
That isn't your briefcase you got there.
What? Wow, he smoked that thief. Look what he did. He swiped my briefcase when we changed seats.
Doggone, wait a minute. Let me see what's in this thing.
Money!
Bumstead, my hero!
What?
I should have known I could count on you to do the wrong thing at the right time. You brought that blind money.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it terrible? Look at this. This is awful.
Why, what's the matter, dear? What am I going to do for a clean shirt?
Blondie, starring Arthur Lake and Anne Rutherford, came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.